Now during the fun drive, you don't have to keep calling back because of busy signals or have to pull over to the side of the road or miss the show you were listening to in order to make your pledge.
Blah, 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 blah.
Now you can donate and choose your thank you gift online at your convenience at any time. Go to the new WBAI online donation site at www.give2wbai.org. That's give, the number two, WBAI.org. You can also pledge in the name of your favorite show, choosing it from the drop-down menu, and whether you would like to be thanked on the air. Just go to www.give2wbai.org.
This is Desi K. Robinson, host of Women in the Making, Tomorrow's History Today. On March 28, 1963, over 200,000 people participated in the March on Washington for jobs and freedom at the nation's capital. The march pressured the Kennedy administration to initiate a federal civil rights bill in Congress. This is also the day that Martin Luther King Jr. gave his memorable I Have a Dream speech. Join us here at WBAI in remembering the March on Washington by contributing to our February fundraising drive. The drive runs through Monday, March 4th at midnight. You can call 516-620-3602 to make that pledge. We here at WBAI greatly appreciate your support.
And you're listening to WBAI New York. The time is 7 o'clock on a Wednesday. That means it's time for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. Or they live on for the best, expect the worst. I hope that's understood.
And the very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you, joined tonight by Mike.
Hello.
Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Kyle.
Hi there.
Bernie S. down in Philadelphia.
Bernie? Greetings from Philadelphia.
Oh, Bernie. You have an interesting sound there. We'll get into that in just a moment. And I believe we also have Mitch Altman joining us via Skype.
Hello.
Wow. Okay, well, we are here in our brand-new studios uptown, about as far away from the old studios as you can get while still remaining in Manhattan. I got to say, we've been wandering around this place now for about an hour and a half, just kind of taking it all in, both the radio facility here at City College and City College itself. And, Kyle, what do you think of the whole place?
Oh, it's really massive. It's a big stone and cement building. A lot of activity. Students are everywhere. A lot of facilities. We're down here, I think, on the second basement or first level basement.
And uh-huh.
Yeah, it was interesting to just see the activity and soak it in while we came.
Beautiful studios and courtesy of Harlem Community Radio.
Yes.
And it's just incredible what they have achieved up here. There's another radio station that is broadcasting at the same time as we are. In fact, there's two other radio stations in this building. WHCR and WCCR, which is the student-run station, and Harlem Community Radio is the community-run station. So it's just an amazing gathering point of radio now. And the WBAI people have done a tremendous job just getting it all together. Now, of course, there have been some kinks, and we're going to deal with some of those kinks tonight, but it's part of the process. It's an exciting chapter in our history, and I'm really happy to be here and to be a part of that, and I hope listeners will appreciate that as well. Again, this is going to be a fundraising show, but it's going to be a very interesting one because, like the last one we had 2 weeks ago, we don't see the phone lines calling live because that's no longer done here. But in addition to that, because we have no actual net access in this facility yet, we won't even know how many people call in until sometime afterwards. So we're going to have to just assume that our listeners are there for us, and I think they will be, especially after we tell them the thank yous that we are going to be giving them as a result of this. Now, Bernie, okay, you're down there in Philadelphia. Obviously, you can't see what we're seeing here, but thanks to Kyle's BlackBerry, we're able to hold you up to the microphone, sort of like we did after Sandy, and communicate with you that way.
I think it's some very innovative hacking or working around the problems. It's pretty impressive. I saw a video of the tour of the studios up there. They look quite impressive. The college has done, I think, a pretty amazing job with their limited money.
Well, it's incredible what they have achieved here. It just it all looks so well maintained and new and well used by students and community members alike. So I'm blown away by that. And I've never come here before. This is the first time I've ever actually been here. And it's just another part of my city, which I'm just amazed by. So thanks to everybody for making it possible, for keeping this gem of a radio station operating at 99.5. I know there have been some hiccups. I know there have been some moments where we haven't actually been on the air, and that's because, well, when you move a radio station, sometimes there are technical problems between here and Empire State, which is where our transmitter is. So if you hear no signal or a signal with silence, you will know that we're scrambling to get it fixed, but hopefully that won't happen during this hour at least.
Yeah, there's actually a big switch on the wall in the hallway there that, you know, one side says on the air and the other side says not on the air, and it's just a matter of finding it and flipping it.
So. Yeah, yeah. It's as easy as finding the bathroom key. Which,
if there was only one switch, I think we could handle it, but there's a lot of wires going everywhere.
Now, Mitch, you're there on Skype. What have you been up to lately? You're back home, I take it.
Yeah, I've been home for the last 3 weeks or so, and trying to catch up with sleep or so, and bookkeeping and emails, and well, 2 out of 3 isn't bad.
Okay, that's pretty cool. We're having a little bit of what is that, Kyle? Signal issues with Skype there? Or?
Yeah, we just hopped onto a available Wi-Fi network, so we're doing the best we can with the signal we've got. So.
Yeah, we came in here today. We were told there's no phones, there's no computers, so we decided to make phones and computers out of thin air and communicate with people that way. There's always a way. There's always a way to get through somehow. So Mitch, it's a fairly rare event that you're here in the States. Even rarer still that you're at home in the Bay Area. What are you planning in the weeks ahead? You must be planning on going somewhere.
Well, I am planning on traveling. This year, I have decided to travel somewhat less, even though I'll be traveling a lot, because I do want to finish the book I've been allegedly writing for the last 3 years, and about how to make cool things with electronics for people who know nothing. And I really want to finish it, and I found that I just can't do it while traveling. So I've turned down some pretty interesting travel opportunities to give talks and workshops, which is unfortunate. I will not be going to Moscow this year. I may only be going to Brazil once instead of twice. And
only
but I will
once.
Be going next to, I'll stop in New York on the way to the UK Maker Fair, which I'll be helping out over there, because they do not, unlike the U.S. Maker Fairs, they do not take military money.
Well, they don't have the same military anyway, even if they did take military money, right?
Well, I don't want to help anyone's military.
Uh-huh. Well, that's be consistent. That's what I say. When is the UK Maker Fair?
That's at the end of April, April 27th and 28th in Newcastle. So I'll stop by London and visit friends there, maybe do a workshop at London Hackspace.
I am noting that right now. That might be something worth attending. And, you know, you're the person to talk to as far as knowing all the things that are happening in the hacker world. I'm sad to hear you're only going to Brazil once this year. Everyone should go at least 3 times a year. I've said that many times. What part of Brazil will you be in?
It actually hasn't been announced yet, but there's an annual hacker conference in Portugal, in Lisbon, put on by the phone company called CodeBits. And this year, this last year at CodeBits, I was there, and they announced that they would have a concurrent one in Brazil. So they haven't announced the city yet. The one that I'm going to try to go to also, but may not be able to make it fit in, is in Porto Alegre, in the very south of Brazil. And there's a free open source Libre and open source culture conference there, which I really want to go to. There's going to be a lot of great people, including Richard Stallman and probably my friend Jake Applebaum and some other cool people. So I'd love to be able to go there. The big highlight this year for me is going to be going to Ohm.
Oh, yes.
Ohm is Observe, Hack, Make, OHM. It's a big Dutch camp that happens every 4 years, and this is going to be the biggest one and probably the greatest one ever. I'm going to help organize the hardware hacking tents. There's going to be two huge tents of 100 square meters each. That's about 1,000 square feet each. And that's just the hardware hacking area, which is a corner. So it should be a fascinating conference. And before that, I'll be in this other free open source, free open culture one in Brussels called RMLL. And we'll probably fill in a bunch of travel in Europe in there. A lot of cool stuff happening. You know, the geek world is just, and the hacker scene is just exploding big time in wonderful ways. More and more people are into it. More and more people are organizing events, and makes more opportunities for other people to key into things and benefit from it.
Awesome. Now, Bernie, are you planning on going to Ulm in the Netherlands this August?
Yes, I am. With little resistance, I'm intending on going to Ulm.
Awesome.
Yay.
Okay, well, you know, it's definitely a year of all sorts of things happening. There's no hope this year. I don't mean that in a bad way. There's no hope conference this year. But, of course, we have meetings every month. Rob, I know you're big into the meeting scene, 2600 meetings. And
yes, indeed.
That's sort of like mini-conferences where people can get together in their various cities the first Friday of the month and trade stories, adventures, maybe have some new adventures and just meet all kinds of new people. And, you know, like Mitch and Bernie have been saying, getting out there and meeting people and sharing experiences, that's what matters in the hacker world, right?
Yeah, and the meetings also have the advantage where wherever your meeting is, you'll meet your local scene. You'll meet people who are near you, who can introduce you to other things near you and develop things that way.
And if you want an updated list of meetings, 2600 meetings, go to www.2600.com/meetings. And you'll see all the information about that. And we'll be continue to update people on hacker events going on this year, of which there are so many. I wanted to just touch upon the news a little bit, but then I'd like to get into what we're offering tonight because it's really pretty interesting, and it's only for this hour, again. So people, please get your pens ready and your dialing fingers and everything else because this is going to be pretty awesome. All this hacking going on in the world, China now, supposedly, someone tell me about this. They're sponsoring cyber espionage to attack top U.S. companies. I noticed on our shell machine that there was a login attempt, one single login attempt from an address that ended in .cn. So I imagine that we're right up there with all the other big companies, and they're trying to get into 2600's servers as well. Virginia-based Mandiant published a 60-page report detailing allegations over a 6-year period against a group of hackers known as Comment Crew, which the vice president of security of that organization, Grady Summers, linked to a secret division of the Chinese military. He said, China is attacking the U.S. on a scale like we've never seen before. We believe that the Communist Party of China is very aware of this. What anybody have any idea what's going on here, what this is all about?
Hacked by Chinese?
I mean, so the thing is, I don't know, but I'm kind of skeptical that these people know either.
Uh-huh. Well, why do you say that?
Because, I mean, so this doesn't make it false, but it is exactly what they would make up if they were going to make something up.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know.
Well, then you'll love this. You'll love this part. They're also saying that Anonymous has helped them link hackers to the Chinese army. Security researchers and government officials have long claimed that China is behind a growing number of cyber attacks against American computer networks, a charge that China has repeatedly denied. This company, Mandiant's 73-page report, seems to be growing. It was 60 pages in the other story. Now it's 73 pages. This was unusual in its level of detail, going so far as to profile the identities of three hackers who are believed to be working for the Chinese military. Now, Mandiant said it was able to find connections between two of those hackers and China's People's Liberation Army by relying on public data first revealed by the hacker group Anonymous. Back in February 2011, Anonymous gained access to the website rootkit.com, which is an online forum where hackers and researchers share information about hacking techniques. And back then, they published personal data of more than 40,000 registered users online, and that data included email and IP addresses. The breach was one of dozens by Anonymous over the past 2 years, gained relatively little media attention, but now, 2 years later, security researchers say the data was valuable in helping them find links between hackers and the Chinese military. Do you think this is true, or are they just trying to get Anonymous to be really angry and frustrated at helping them to track down hackers somewhere?
I think Anonymous is probably already angry and frustrated, and it's just a matter of directing it.
Well, I'm sure there'll be no trouble directing into future targets as well. Of course, everyone else is jumping on the bandwagon now. Facebook says it was recently hacked. But it says no data about its more than a billion users was compromised. They described the attack as sophisticated, saying it took place in January when a small number of employees, get this, visited a compromised website that installed malware on their machines. As soon as we discovered the presence of the malware, we remediated all infected machines, informed law enforcement. Is that what you're supposed to do when you get malware in your computer, is tell law enforcement, call the cops? I
do that every time.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. You know, I need to know this. So all right.
I mean, if you're Facebook, the cops are already calling you many times a day.
I think so.
Might as well just be like, by the way.
And they also began what they call a significant investigation that continues to this day. I don't know if they're blaming Chinese. Yeah, they are blaming the Chinese for this as well. I think that's the thing to do in addition, is to blame the Chinese. Apple is getting in on it as well. They said yesterday a small amount of its employees' computers had been hacked, but again, no data was exposed. The company, this is almost exactly the same story, almost word for word. In fact, you know what? It's written by the same person. But instead of saying Facebook, they're saying, this is really incredible. I got one story off CNN. Actually, they both came from CNN, but the company said the breach occurred when some employees visited a developer website that exploited a vulnerability in the Java browser plugin, installing malware on their Mac computers. We identified a small number of systems within Apple that were infected and isolated them from our network. There is no evidence that any data left Apple.
That can't be true, because everyone knows that Apple computers never get viruses.
Well, apparently that's going to change, because now they're getting a whole bunch of malware and things like that. They didn't say when this hack occurred. They released a Java patch for OS X users that can be installed from software update. They say they're planning on releasing a tool any day now, if they haven't already, that will sweep Mac computers for any Java malware and remove the offending software. Maybe just removing Java would be the way to deal with this. This breach was first reported early yesterday. And again, this is very similar to a hack that took place at Facebook and was written about by the same person almost identically. So yeah, this is going on. It sounds kind of interesting.
I have a theory.
Kyle, then Bernie.
I have a theory. I just think they're tired of manufacturing all our crap. And it has a lot to do with industrial espionage, but that's just a theory.
Now, Bernie?
Is it my imagination, Emmanuel, or has the United States government been beating the drum at an increasing frequency over the past several years, months, and weeks, and days? I mean, we need to ramp up our cyber warfare capabilities. I mean, even the president of the United States, President Obama, just announced in a State of the Union speech just last week.
Did you hear that?
Yes. We need a new cyber war initiative, and the government's saying they need to hire like thousands and thousands of cyber warriors. I mean, and then this announcement comes out. I mean, what a coincidence.
But Bernie, did you hear him in the State of the Union address? It was incredible. It was just like, remember the Clinton quote we put in Freedom Downtime, where President Clinton said that hackers are stealing identities and credit cards and all that kind of thing. Then Hillary Clinton said almost word for word the same thing a couple of years ago. And now Obama goes on TV and says hackers are, what was it, Kyle? He said hackers are stealing identities or something very, very similar. Just that one sentence, because hackers are the evil guys, it's almost like they're reading from some script that they have to just subscribe to. So, yeah, you know, I think you might be right about this.
What's the difference between a cyber warrior and a hacker?
I don't know. One's patriotic and one thinks for himself?
Oh, okay. So so if the government has hackers, they're not hackers. They're cyber warriors.
Yeah, something like that. Or cyber terrorists.
Okay.
Or they're just all fans of the film Hackers, where the repeated line by the bad guy is, you know, hackers infiltrate public and private computer systems, inserting viruses and stealing sensitive data for their own ends.
That's the Clinton quote.
That's pretty much almost word for word. That's pretty much what Obama said at the State of the Union. I mean, it was mixed in with two other statements that were less, that didn't actually use the H word, but the H word was dropped. So.
I like the H word, all right?
It's okay when we say it, I think.
Is that the H bomb?
It's our word. It's our word. You can't use it. Okay, speaking of, there's another H word in the news, and we all must bow our heads in silence or whatever, just somberness. Hotmail. It's going away. There'll be no more Hotmail. Well, there'll be Hotmail addresses, but there will be no more Hotmail website or whatever. Microsoft is changing everything. The company is announcing that Outlook.com is coming out of preview mode and is now officially available worldwide. And it's going to start moving more than 300 million Hotmail users over to Outlook.com. They'll be able to keep those Hotmail.com email addresses in case there are people that you want to impress with them somehow. And it's also the same thing as Live.com or MSN.com. But the Hotmail service and brand will be going away. Now, it's going to be a gradual transition, so don't panic yet. At first, the Hotmail faithful will get emails and other alerts telling them about the switchover. They'll be able to make the jump immediately or postpone it. But they won't be able to postpone it forever. By the end of the summer, the company intends to have moved all Hotmail users over to Outlook.com. I don't know what any of this means. I don't know how much it's going to affect anyone. But it is the end of an era because Hotmail.com is just a thorn in my side that has been around forever.
So if you remember, like, Hotmail used to be an independent service. And then a long, long time ago, Microsoft bought them. Mm-hmm. And they tried and failed for years to move the service to actually run on top of Microsoft products. So I'm wondering if, like, now, decades later, they finally figured out how to do it or not.
I could see that. I could totally see that.
It's interesting to note that Hotmail is one of the longest-running commercial webmail services. It's interesting with this new branding because, I don't know, I've seen a couple billboards and commercials that are really kind of catty and snipey at some of the other services. So it sounds like, yeah, they've implemented it and they want to, like, attach it to their web or their email client brand and go after some of these other popular webmail services.
Well, I think some of those advertisements, they're saying things like, we don't read your mail, which is an obvious swipe at Google.
Right, don't get scroogled, I think they said.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. It's catty. I don't know.
Yeah, I just wonder if those last remaining Hotmail users will still be able to dial into the new service via their America Online and Prodigy accounts or their web TV boxes.
Oh, boy.
I've had a Hotmail account. I don't use it very much, but I've had it since before Microsoft bought Hotmail. And I still log into it once in a while, but I noticed I checked it today to see if it had changed over to the Outlook.com that they want to make it. And it was acting really buggy. Mm. So I don't have a lot of confidence that this is going to be smooth.
I have a lot of hope that it won't be. So something to look forward to.
I also have had Hotmail since before Microsoft had it. It was free, you know, so I signed up for it so I could give it whenever a company needs an email address. You know, I don't want to give my actual email address to companies. I also use it for all these useless things like email lists. And at one point they forced me to switch over a few months ago. So maybe they're doing it by region or something. It's actually been totally bug-free.
Well, it's interesting, too, because one thing that many people learned early on, some people didn't learn, much to their disappointment, was that whenever you send an email from Hotmail, your actual IP gets sent along with it. So if you're sending a ransom note or something like that, and you think you're being clever by having a fake name under Hotmail, it's going to just send in the headers your actual IP address so people can know exactly where your computer is or wherever you're logged in from. Gmail doesn't do that, at least not always, but I don't know if Outlook.com is going to do that.
So sometimes on this program we give tips for terrorists because we're like that, and here's a tip for terrorists. Don't use any of these commercial providers to send your ransom notes. They don't have your interests at heart.
I got to say, we do want to make tips. We want to make tips for terrorists a regular feature. We're having trouble with the music. We can't find music that works with that. I want it to be something kind of upbeat, you know, a nice sort of dancey tempo. So if anyone has any ideas on that, oth@2600.com, tips for terrorists.
I mean, the great thing about our tips for terrorists is that they're useful for people who aren't terrorists, too. But,
sometimes, yes, yeah. Sometimes. We can't avoid that. Okay, guys, we got to do some business here because this is a fundraising show. Despite all the chaos and transition, well, we got to keep this place alive, don't we? And I know that because of all the new stuff getting used to, that we've fallen behind on the fundraiser. I'm talking about the station as a whole. I think we're only doing about half of what we should be doing. It's understandable because there have been so many wacky things going on, but well, we can do better and we have to do better because the whole point of this, the whole point of us being in a new location like this, is so that we're saving all the money that we were spending down on Wall Street, and it was significant. It was, what was it again? Did anybody have the number off the top of their head? Was it?
I don't remember, but lots of money.
Like $40,000 a month? Yeah, an incredible amount. So imagine all that money going into a little pile that becomes a very big pile, and us being able to buy a space, a really, really nice space. Not that this isn't a great space right here, but a really nice space that is completely ours. And easy to get to and just permanent. That's something that we can all do together. We can pitch in, help out, and actually achieve this. This is growth. What we're experiencing right now is a step in growth. It's not always smooth steps. It's sometimes you fall down a little bit. Sometimes you have lessons to learn. But if you don't make those steps, you never progress in any way. And that's what we're doing right now. So part of this is having the fundraisers as many times a year as we dare. This is the winter fundraiser, which happens every February. And what we're offering tonight, this is why we have Mitch on the phone, or on the Skype there, is a couple of different things. Now, Mitch is known for inventing really cool devices. One of them is known as the TV Beyond Pro. Now, what the TV Beyond Pro does, in case you have not heard of this, and I envy people who have not heard of this because it really is going to light up your life, you can turn off any television set that is in your face or even up to 100 meters away, which is well across the street and down the block. As long as you can point this TV Beyond Pro towards that device, you can turn off a television set, any television set. Now, the way it works, it goes through every possible combination that every remote has, and this works in the U.S. or overseas, and eventually it finds the code that that turns off that particular television set. It also can turn it on. If a set is off, you can turn it on because it's usually the same code. So
why would you want that?
Well, it's a great way to freak people out. Like, you know, if imagine walking into an establishment that's closed and all of a sudden their TV is on. Or even someone's home. You could walk by. You could walk down the street. I think, Bernie, we did this in Ohio once. We were just walking down any town, USA, Main Street, just hitting buttons. You know, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. But we were turning TVs on in everyone's living room. And I imagine people came downstairs all bleary-eyed the next morning and wondered why their television set was. Did someone break in and watch a program? Did I forget to turn off the TV? I guess it's kind of cruel.
I think it was in the in Dayton, Ohio. It was a vintage furniture store that had some old TVs in the window, and in the Oregon district. And we turned the TVs on, and we were wondering what the owner thought when they came in the morning and all the TVs were turned on.
Yeah, and you know what? I think, Mitch, this might have been with you. We went to Rockefeller Center, and there was a wall of TVs on the NBC building, and they all had their little remote control, was it infrared? Yeah, and we just pointed the TV Beyond Pro at that, and they all went off.
was wonderful.
Believe me, that was something that got noted.
And that sounds a lot more useful than turning televisions on.
It, you know, it's up to you how you want to do it. You can even use it for your own television set. For a $75 pledge, you will have your own TV Beyond Pro sent to you, and you'll be able to have this power. And it is a good power to have, because there are just too many instances where television sets are turned on and you don't have any say. And this is a great way to have your say. Our phone number, 516-620-3602. Now, for a pledge of $75, you'll get the TV Beyond Pro. And our friends over at the call center basically will understand when you say you want the TV Beyond Pro, that's how they find it. So they know the name of the premium. That's what it is. For a pledge of $75, TV Beyond Pro. Now, before you race to your phone, maybe you want something a little bit more than that. Maybe you want, in addition to the TV Beyond Pro, the trip glasses that Mitch Altman has also designed. Mitch, can you tell us something about the trip glasses?
Yeah, sure. Trip glasses have lights and sound. They're also really beautifully photogenic with trippy graphics on the front. You wear them and lights blink in front of your eyes and sound pulses at your ears, something called binaural beats, at a meditation sequence of brainwave frequencies. And it turns out that a vast majority of people, their brains will follow along when presented to externally presented brainwave frequencies. And if you're one of that vast majority, then when you wear these, you'll actually meditate with them. But what makes it really fun is that your brain doesn't really know how to interpret blinking red lights filling your entire field of vision at brainwave frequencies. So it just makes stuff up from your imagination, drawing from your imagination, and you hallucinate really beautiful colors and patterns along the way. And everyone sees something different. Yeah, most people really love it. And and it's also quite photogenic while you're wearing it.
So now you can get both the TV Beyond Pro and the trip glasses for a pledge of $125 to 516-620-3602. But special note, when you call the call center, this is what you have to ask for to get that $125 package. It's called the Technology Control Package Number 2. So write that down.
What's package number one?
I don't know what number one, but don't ask for that.
So 516-620-3602, and you call up and you say, I want to support WBAI, and the way I want to do it is I want the technology control package number two, and they will help you?
Yes, and it's, okay. For $125, you'll get the TV Beyond Pro. You can turn off TVs anywhere. Or the trip glasses. You'll get both of these amazing devices, which, believe me, are conversation pieces. If you just want the TV Beyond Pro, say that. That's $75 pledge. TV Beyond Pro, 516-620-3602. Now, I know we've all had experiences. Well, have we all tried the trip glasses? Has anyone here not tried the trip glasses?
I've tried their predecessor, the brain machine.
Okay, now...
what's the difference, Mitch?
Yeah, Mitch, what's the difference between those two things?
So the Brain Machine is a do-it-yourself project that I wrote up for Make Magazine. It's the first article I wrote for Make Magazine way back, 2007. And it was one of Make Magazine's most popular project because I guess people actually like hallucinating. And it was popular, so I made ready-made versions of exactly the same functionality, but, you know, more lightweight and sleeker. Just as photogenic, though, and just as fun, and they're called trip glasses.
Wow. Well, it really is amazing. Kids love it. Everybody of all ages loves playing with these things. They are safe. They're not something that is like taking drugs or anything like that. There are some things you got to be careful of. Anything you want to tell listeners, Mitch?
Yeah, so they do work with blinking lights, and anyone who doesn't like blinking lights should probably stay away from them, so epileptic people included.
Yes. But that's common sense. Obviously, you would know that if that this thing is a blinking light machine. That's basically what it does. But it's awesome. It really is, and it's a great way to relax and meditate. And again, the TV Beyond Pro, that will allow you to relax and meditate because you'll be turning the TVs on. Anyone have any other stories with TV Beyond Pros? Because or TV Guides in general. It really is an important part of American culture now, I think.
Yeah, I love my TV Guides, and there is really no feeling like having one in your pocket when you go into a store, like a big electronic store, Best Buy, places like that.
Oh, they hate that.
They hate those, because you walk past an aisle of televisions and, you know, surreptitiously click this thing in your hand, and they will just blink off one by one, and the employees will very often be very confused, and it's a lot of fun.
Right, and they to turn them back on, they probably have to find every single different remote, whereas you could simply just hit the button again, and they'd all come back on, of course.
Yeah.
Mitch, maybe this is a good time to ask you what happened in Germany that time.
So the first year, I also have a TV Begone kit. You know, the original TV Begone is a keychain, and it's not as powerful as the Pro. I made the Pro after I made the kit, which is, the kit turns off TVs at 50 meters away, and the Pro does 100 meters. But when I first came out with the kit, I had a workshop to make a whole bunch of different things, but the TV Begone kit was the most popular at Chaos Congress that year. And that year, very conveniently, this company, which is somewhat similar to Best Buy in the U.S., this company in Germany called MediaMarkt, put a brand new building across the street from where the Chaos Communications Congress is held every year, and they had huge TVs covering an entire floor the size of a Kmart, and you could just walk up the escalator and turn them all off. So that's indeed where people had their target practice after making the TV Begones. And after a while, the employees there started figuring out what was going on, and whenever they saw a scruffy, geeky-looking person, they would eye them, and if they turned off TVs, they would ban them from MediaMarkt for a year. And it sort of, and actually that's the perfect amount, because no one goes to a MediaMarkt except to turn TVs off after Congress, and that's a year later. So it was really nice of them. And yeah, so there was one person, though, who really was eyeing the largest TV ever made at that point, which they had right at the top of the escalator. And so he was lucky enough to have people waiting at the escalator for a scruffy-looking, geeky person to turn that one off, and they nabbed him. And they called the police, and he became the first and only person ever in the history of the planet to get arrested for turning a television off.
Wow.
So, and, but of course he got off because it's not illegal to turn TVs off.
Even in Germany. And the for those who've never seen a TV Begone Pro, Mitch, can you tell us a little bit about what they look like?
A TV Begone Pro, a lot of people say that it looks like a smartphone. I designed the case myself, so I'm not sure exactly why, but it has a lot of icons on it, like smartphones have. I suppose that's why.
It looks exactly like a smartphone. It looks exactly like a you know, one of those iPhone things.
iPhones. Yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah. Can you turn those off, too? I guess not.
I can't, but an undocumented feature of the Pro is the last code is the sleep code for an Apple notebook computer.
I think
we accidentally turned someone's computer off while they were trying to run a radio show.
Yeah, that happened in Berlin. Maybe it was the same year, but yeah, you guys kept turning off my laptop in the hotel room there, and I didn't know what was going on. But yeah, okay, that's part of what being a hacker is all about, is confusing other people sometimes, all in good fun. And the TV Begone is probably the most fun you will ever have. If you've never experienced anything like this, or if you know somebody that you think would benefit from it, this is the time to call 516-620-3602. Again, a pledge of $75, you'll get the TV Begone Pro. You can turn TVs off from 100 meters away. That's something like, what, 300 feet?
It's in American units, it's one football field.
Okay, I don't know how big that is, but it's pretty... Is it really the length of a football field?
Yeah.
So, okay, if I was playing for a football team, right, and I was on the goalpost, and the other team was at their goalpost, and they had a television set on for some reason, I could turn it off from there. That's what you're saying.
I didn't understand all those football words.
You could turn it on to distract them so you could win.
I'm sorry, say that again, Mitch?
Yeah, or you could turn their TV on so you could distract them, and then you could win.
You see, this is incredible, the things that you can do. Now, okay, I want to tell a couple of stories. Because I have fun with this, too. I mean, we all have fun with this. There is no age limit of any sort to have a TV Be Gone Pro. Again, 516-620-3602. TV Be Gone Pro, $75. Technology Control Package Number 2, $125. That includes a TV Be Gone Pro and the trip glasses. 516-620-3602. There was, maybe it was about a year or so ago. It was, about that. I was going to have medical tests done, you know, my checkup and all that kind of thing. And I figured I'd have some fun because, they keep you waiting. They keep you waiting, and you gotta do horrible things like watch Oprah, and they just basically barrage you with crap. They never turn on a good television station, an educational station, or just a test pattern, anything that except the stupidest, dumbest crap that is out there. It's always what they turn on and leave on, and they turn the volume up. And I don't want to see that. And you know what? I don't think anybody else wanted to see it either. We were all there in the waiting room. I was waiting for my doctor to finally call me for the 5-minute checkup or whatever it was. And so I was there with the TV Be Gone Pro, and I just kind of held it surreptitiously. And this is something that people need to learn how to do, is to do it surreptitiously so that you don't get caught immediately as the culprit who turns the TV off, because people do get irate sometimes when their programs are cut off. So, you know, I hit the button, waited a few seconds for it to find the code, and lo and behold, the TV turned off. And I sensed this sort of feeling of relief and calm in the whole room, which is a good thing when you're in a doctor's office. You shouldn't feel all this stress and stupidity that a TV set emanates. So it lasted for about 5 minutes, and then I heard the receptionist just sort of drop the phone and say, "The TV turned off!" Like, it was the worst possible thing. It made me laugh, just the way she was so passionate about it. And, of course, she turned it back on. I sort of was afraid to turn it off at that point, because she obviously, it mattered to her so much. And, these people do have control over your health. You know, that's how you know if you're healthy. And I didn't want anything bad to happen. But I went, there was another place I had to wait in a different waiting room, and they had a TV as well. And I figured I'd try my luck there, and I turned it off in that place. And literally within 2 seconds, the receptionist behind the desk grabbed the remote and turned it on, like she was waiting for that to happen. Without a word, just TV off. Okay, TV's back on now. And I knew this was no match for me either. These people are professionals. They know how to keep a television set on. But the third time I went to the blood testing place, where they get your blood drawn, and they run tests and then report back later. And there was a TV on there, too. All the TVs were tuned to the same garbage. And I turned that, there were people waiting in the waiting room there, and I turned the TV off as well, and nothing happened for a little bit. And then after about a minute, the receptionist there just sort of said sadly to nobody in particular, "The television set turned off." And, you know, I felt kind of bad about that, but, you know, I felt she'd get over it. But there were these other people that were sitting there. It was, I think, a father and his daughter. And after a while, they just started talking amongst themselves, and she said, "Dad, you know, I'm really glad that you've come here. You know, it's important that you know the results, and, you know, that it's better than not knowing." And he's like, "Yeah, you know, it means so much to me, too, and I never really told you how appreciative I am of your being here. And I know that Mom would have appreciated it this way." And the daughter was, "Yeah, you know, and this is why I always felt I could talk to you. I could never tell her about the abortion and about who the father of little Billy really was." And I realized that right there in front of me, television was starting again in real life. I was getting a soap opera in front of me. And I don't know how this happened. I really don't. But I turned the television set back on that time. And that was the only time I ever did that, Mitch. I felt I had to confess that to you, that I had to turn the television set back on because it was just getting too melodramatic in that room. So it can be a weapon.
Emmanuel, I have a question. What kind of TV Be Gone were you using?
That was a Pro. It was overkill. Oh. I didn't need that. I could have used a little tiny one.
Well, the reason I ask is because you pointed out that the TV turner-oner in vignette 2 of that of that thing was a professional TV turner-oner. So I was wondering, you are also a professional.
Well,
if you have
no,
the TV
that was,
Be Gone
that
Pro.
Was a human professional TV person. They knew how to turn the television set on themselves very quickly.
If I'm not mistaken, Mitch, though, the TV Be Gone Pro, which people can get by calling 516-620-3602, it comes with a professional certification of some sort?
Yeah. Everyone gets a professional certification when they have a TV Be Gone Pro, because a TV Be Gone Pro really is only for professionals. Fortunately, though, everyone can be a professional.
Well, yes, but you have to have the mentality to do it properly, responsibly, and as mischievously as possible. 516-620-3602, TV Beyond Pro, the most fun you'll ever have for a pledge of $75. Or you can go one step further, get the Technology Control Package number 2, get a TV Beyond Pro and the trip glasses, and meditate through all different levels of consciousness and just really learn something about yourself. Anybody else want to describe what it was like to wear these glasses and have the lights flashing and the sound in your ears for, I don't know, what, 5 minutes or so?
Yeah, I've done it, and it does really produce this. It's a catalyst for a sort of tranquility that you do find when you meditate. And I'm sure that if you're in that kind of context, you can really listen to your own breathing and get right into a meditative state with the oral beats and the visuals. You sort of let go. You get comfortable and. It is quite an experience, so I'd encourage people to check it out if they're interested in that sort of tranquility.
516-620-3602. That is the number to call. And the important thing to remember is that you're supporting WBAI and our future. Our future has basically taken on a new chapter. We're excited about the changes that are happening, and we're looking forward to doing even more in the hopefully the very near future. It really depends on how many people call in and support the place so that we can invest and get a building of our own and keep the signal coming to you in strength and style with all sorts of new material for many, many years to come. 516-620-3602. These premiums are only going to be available until 8 o'clock tonight. If you're listening later on, you can go to WBAI.org and pledge that way as well, but you won't get these premiums. You'll get other premiums from the radio station, which are online and offered on the website, but you won't get these particular ones because we only have a limited supply. 516-620-3602.
Also, if you do make a donation to pledge to the show, I know we have a lot of listeners who aren't listening live, who listen on MP3s and podcasts and things like that. So if you're listening sometime after the fact, you can't get our special premiums, but you can support our show. If you go on the website and there's a space where you can indicate which show you're donating to, and if you credit us with that, then we'll get the credit and it will count toward our show as far as things go over here. Also, with either of these packages, another thing you get that we don't talk about a lot is you get membership in the station. You become part of the things that are going on here. You become a voting person when it comes time to vote for things, and you get a voice and a say in the direction that things go from here. So if you've been listening and you've always wanted to take a more active role in this great community-sponsored effort here, call 516-620-3602 and show your support for Off the Hook and for WBAI.
And that support is essential. We are saving a ton of money by being up here at City College now instead of Wall Street, but that will all be for naught if we don't continue to bring in the same amount that we are used to so that we can save that money and get a place of our own, a place that is permanently WBAI's, owned and operated by the radio station and part of you as well, because you are the main investors in this place. 516-620-3602, $75 for the TV Beyond Pro, $125 for the TV Beyond Pro and the trip glasses. Make sure to ask for Technology Control Package number 2. 516-620-3602. Now, Bernie, I'm sure you have some stories to tell about either TV Beyond Pros or trip glasses or just supporting radio stations.
Well, I mean, all of these things, really. I mean, this is an amazing station. We've been on it for many years, and it's great to have a station that'll air this kind of wacky, bizarre talk. We just talk about stuff that they don't talk about on other radio shows or other radio stations, and BAI is a good community resource that has an eclectic selection of programs, and you're not going to hear that on any commercial station or probably any other listener-supported station. So I encourage people to call 516-620-3602. Support the station first and foremost, but through the generosity of Mitch through his company Cornfield Electronics, these two amazing premium gifts, the TV Beyond Pro and the trip glasses, are awesome. The first trip glasses I tried was at our friend Terrence's house. He just built the homemade predecessor of that, and the brain machine, and I tried it on, and I saw
all kinds of paisleys spinning around behind my eyelids, and it was really cool. And Karen said I was smiling. I didn't even realize I was smiling, but I was seeing paisleys shift around in a pseudo-dream state. But my best TV Begone story was I was at the CeBIT Electronics Conference in Hanover, Germany, at Hanover Fair. This is probably about 6-8 years ago. And Intel Corporation had this massive booth with, I think, 6 or 7 giant screen TVs all in a row, and they had, like, this slot machine thing where the numbers were rotating on each screen, and there was a big contest, and everybody had their ticket out. There was hundreds of people watching these numbers flip over, waiting for the last couple of digits to flip over, and then bang, all the TVs went off, and there was this huge... like, oh, people were, like, really bummed out, and Intel, I don't know, I got the heck out of there, because I'm sure Intel police would have had their way with me. If you want to have fun like this, any TV set, a restaurant with an annoying TV set, or you just want to, you want to have a conversation with somebody and you can't, turn off the TV, call 516-620-3602, listen to the radio, get some great gifts. 516-620-3602.
Seriously, turn on the radio, turn off the TV, and you know, what is the deal with restaurants and television sets? Why? Who came up with the idea to turn on a television while people are out in a restaurant someplace? I mean, you leave your house to get away from that kind of nonsense, and somebody decides that, no, you're going to see professional wrestling or something, you know, while you're eating, and it's not something that that you agreed to. And sometimes you don't know until you sit down that you're going to be a captive audience. So here's a way to take back power. And, you know, I've noticed something, too, in restaurants especially. You turn off the TV set. After a few minutes, and Mitch, maybe you can verify this, after a few minutes, they'll turn it back on. They'll figure it out. Then you turn it off again. Maybe you wait a minute or two, but you turn it off again. More time elapses, but they will turn it back on a second time as well. Again, you wait, you turn it off the third time. By that point, they either give up or they become so committed to turning it back on that they forget they're running a restaurant and they just leave the pots and pans burning while they're trying to figure out what's wrong with the television set. So, and you know what? People have thrown out television sets, too, thinking they're defective, which is kind of funny in another way. But, Mitch, do you find that formula to work for you?
Yeah, it works every time, except during the World Cup. They never give up during the World Cup.
That's kind of cruel, yeah.
During the World Cup, though, which is interesting. That's actually one of the only times I've ever used TV Begone to turn TVs on, because after about the fifth time in places where they're really persistent in trying to turn it back on, while they're trying to figure out what's going on, usually they pull a ladder out to try to look behind the TV. I don't know why they want to look behind the TV, but they always want to look behind the TV. Like, what's there? Is
a lot
communist
of...
under your bed or something? I don't know, but they look behind the TV, and while they're there, then I turn it on, and that usually makes them give up.
So, no, that makes them think they fixed it, and that's what they're going to do every time it goes off in the future. They're going to get a ladder and look in the back. and touch something.
That's why they do it.
But, you know, I got to say, you know, if everybody's gathered to watch the World Cup, I would draw the line there because obviously they're all agreeing to do that and it's fun for them. I don't like to, you know, spoil people's fun. Mike, I know you
Wait,
do.
So I used to freelance and I would work in coffee shops and during the day, whatever time zone the World Cup was happening in, the World Cup would appear in all these coffee shops. And I don't know how many people were actually watching the World Cup, but they were on during the day in a space where people were not interested.
Well, I was
so,
in,
I don't know.
I was in both a Serbian place and a German place, and believe me, they were very interested, and turning it off would have resulted in a riot, which I was not interested in being a part of. So, yeah, you know, there are times and places, but you'll learn that. You'll learn so much. When you have a TV Begone, you will learn all sorts of social etiquettes that you'll take with you for the rest of your life. 516-620-3602. We are almost out of time. Again, for a $75 pledge to WBAI, you will get the TV Begone Pro. Just ask for the TV Begone Pro at 516-620-3602. If you want more than that, and it's, believe me, it's worth it to get more than that, you'll get the TV Begone Pro and the trip glasses for a pledge of $125. Just ask for technology control package number 2, 516-620-3602. But most importantly, you're supporting WBAI and keeping the dream alive as we move in all different directions. And right now, we're way uptown. Way uptown. We were way downtown last time we were on the air. No matter where we are, we're going to bring you alternative programming and all kinds of new things. 516-620-3602. And, you know, tonight, I got to say, we have really pulled it off as far as communicating, because that's what we do. That's what hackers do. We figure out ways to make things work. We walked in here, and the phones have not yet been installed, and the internet is not yet up. But yet somehow we're communicating with Bernie on the phone in Philadelphia and Mitch on Skype over in the Bay Area because, well, Kyle's got his BlackBerry, and we're basically holding it up to the microphone. Right, Bernie? This is how we're hearing you.
Yes, it's working.
It's working. I mean, it doesn't sound as great as you usually sound, but it's enough. And Mitch, you're in the Bay Area. We're talking to you on Skype because we found a Wi-Fi access point. We have a Wi-Fi network that I think we're authorized to use, but maybe we're not. But you're coming through over the magic of Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it works great.
So, yeah, you know, you can accomplish things. You really can. And that's sort of how this place continues to exist, because people put their know-how together and make it work. 516-620-3602. Become one of those people and help us out in our time of fundraising, the winter fundraiser. It's a tradition here, and we now have lower expenses, so we can save money to buy a place of our own and really ensure the future of this place.
Yeah, and we may have lower expenses, but we've also just moved an entire radio station 150 blocks uptown, so that costs money, and this is why we need your help now more than ever.
And I cannot fathom how the people here at this radio station were able to pull that off. So, I mean, there were some problems, but for the most part, it was seamless. And so much credit is owed to the people that have worked tirelessly to make that happen. I don't think people realize how much of a job that is. So for that alone, guys, you should be calling 516-620-3602, pledging whatever you can afford, because this kind of dedication is hard to come by.
Yeah, from what I heard, there was quite a team of volunteers and people from the community that pitched in and helped bring boxes and pack up the old facility and really make this an actuality. And please surprise us. You're a member of the community, too. We're asking you to donate tonight. Please call 516-620-3602. We don't yet have the tally system. We have no idea. So we'd love to be surprised and see that people have called in and supported and gotten these great gifts that we can offer here at WBAI and off the hook tonight. So
516-620-3602. We're in the last couple of minutes. And again, we're offering the TV Beyond Pro, which allows you power. That's kind of what we stand for, power over technology. Take it into your own hands. 516-620-3602, $75 pledge gets you the TV Beyond Pro. $125, you get the TV Beyond Pro and the trip glasses, which will get you into a nice meditative mood as flashing lights and interesting sounds hit you in the head. In a good way. 516-620-3602.
So I was trying this whole hour to tie the two ends of our show together, explain how the TV Beyond Pro could be used for the Chinese military, and I don't think it can. I don't think they will call 516-620-3602, because this is technology that empowers individuals, not institutions. And WBAI is technology that empowers individuals and not institutions. So call 516-620-3602 and show your support.
But if you are in the Chinese military and you are looking to call us, well, be sure to preface the number with your international dialing code. In most countries, that's 00. And then make sure that you dial country code 1, and then the phone number 516-620-3602 from a cell phone, plus 1, 516-620-3602. Someone needs to let Sydney in. He can't get into the room. We're out of time. So please, guys, any last words? Mitch, Bernie?
Mitch,
you know,
thanks for being on the show, Mitch.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on, and you know, I'm really glad to help out, because WBAI is sort of the mother of all community stations that started all of them around the country, and I've been helping them as much as I can. I'm glad I can help this one, and I'm glad I can help people turn TVs off so they can live their own lives.
All right, we're going to go out with the Harlem Shake. I think it's appropriate, right? Thanks, everybody, for calling in. 516-620-3602. See you next week. Good night.
Informed. That's the original Harlem Shuffle. And the people are dancing to that. How wonderful is that? I'll tell you what, when I see the people doing the Harlem Shuffle, I'm insulted. That's how I feel about it. But we're here at the new studios, the new WBAI studios. And it's nice. It is nice. They have equipment that looks like it's was purchased in the 90s. Wow, we're coming into the 21st century here. Things are really starting up here. Don't forget your CD there. All right. Well, it is now 8 o'clock here. Don't hear anything. Okay. I don't hear anything. Well, it's not what my plan was. But we'll start back from scratch here. Okay, it's 2013. It is February 20th. And getting things together here. And it's WBAI, New York 99.5 FM. And 99.5 FM, the Personal Computer Show. All right, we've got Hank, we've got Joe, we've got all the folkses that we need to put on a great show. WBAI, I like it here. Okay, guys.
And welcome all to the Personal Computer Show. It's 8:01:08, and we would have been on earlier, but Stevie was asleep, and he's now first waking up. I love to see Stevie stretching in the morning.
Hey, I just got back from Barbados. What do you expect?
Well, I didn't think you're back all the way, but you know what Barbados is famous for, Stevie?
Rum.
Uh-huh. How much did you have for breakfast this morning?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either. Hank Kay is with me here in the studio. I want to thank the folks from WHCR-FM for giving us the use of this very modern and friendly studio. For those of you who have been following the WBAA trials, you know, we have moved out of Wall Street, out of the belly of the beast, and we've moved up to these temporary facilities here up in CCNY, which is uptown in Manhattan, up in Harlem. And all things seemed to be going fairly smoothly, except that we were off the air for 6 hours yesterday and a few hours today. And that's not because of WHCR. That's because of the incompetence of our own staff.
Well, I wouldn't say incompetence. Let's say that we have organizational problems. And, Joe, you know, in the past we had been talking about the fact that the station is really in dire need of financial help.
It's also a need for managerial help.
Well, let me just put it this way. We're not crying wolf anymore. The fact that we are like gypsies, we're...
Wait a minute. You said we were crying wolf?
Well, people think that we were, you know...
Wolf?
Well, every time that we do fundraising, people think that we're crying wolf and, you know...
Stevie, did you think we were crying wolf?
Hey, we've got some issues.
Well, let me just say this, that... it's very real. We are really in dire straits. We are in, like, for instance, our administrative business office and temporary quarters. We don't really have a permanent home. We hope to find one somewhere, somehow, if we exist. And the other component part is the transmitter. Now, we have a 15,000-watt transmitter at the top of the Empire State Building, and we don't know if we can be able to maintain it just by... Because we got to pay the rent, and if we don't pay the rent...
What? I think it's 50,000.
50,000 watts.
50. I thought you said 50.
I thought he said that also. I started looking at my calculator.
No, 50,000. We have a 50,000 watt transmitter.
No. It is a 50,000 watt transmitter, and strangely enough, the monthly bill is about a dollar a watt. Roughly a dollar a watt.
Yeah.
$50,000.
We really are in need of financial help, and we're really asking the listening audience to dig deep in your pockets. And, you know, the station's been around for a while, and we ourselves have been, you know, as part of that station for almost 30 years. Come the summer, if we ever get to the summer, is 30 years. And
Hank, I want to interrupt you just to say, you know, it's one thing to use the phrase crying wolf. It's something else to understand what you mean when you say, if we get to the summer. Because if we don't pay the $50,000 to the Empire State Building each and every month,
it will be bad.
They have the right to cancel the lease. And once they cancel the lease, there is no WBAI. Forget it. We're gone. We're history.
Also, with the FCC, if you can't transmit, you lose a license.
Yes,
too.
That's what I'm saying. We're history. So... I want you folks to write down a brand new phone number that we've never used before, and I don't want you to be confused with area codes. That's just one of the problems we're facing. Write down this number, area code 516, then write 620-3602.
What was that number?
516-620-3602. I'll do it one more time because you didn't get a pencil. You didn't really think I was going to give you a new phone number, and you knew you had memorized the old one.
You got to give them time to get a pencil.
Well,
and a pen.
What they could do is they could take a knife out of their pocket and tattoo this on their forearm. 516-620-3602. You got that? Now, the reason I gave you that number, it's a new one you haven't heard, and you think it's out in Nassau County someplace. That's the phone number of the call center we've hired to take the pledges that you're going to be calling in tonight. And the reason it's a call center is we don't have any telephones here at the studios. And not only don't we have any telephones, we don't have anything here. We got a radio station.
We have three.
We got no room for volunteers. Don't come in and volunteer. We got no room for volunteers. We're using this commercial call center. Things are bad. Hank, how bad are things?
Well, it's so bad that, you know, when I was putting the show together, the stuff that I prepared, I told everyone, we have no telephones, we have no internet, and we just hope that there is a signal that we are able to get in. Because one of the problems we have is that we're so disorganized that we have to make sure that there's someone in the studio, because you walk out, the studio door's locked and we can't get back in. I mean, that's how bad it is.
Just to make a point, Sidney just came in to coordinate something with Stevie, and I noticed
nice
on the way
Stevie.
Out, he slipped a magazine into the lock so that it won't close. So in case there's a fire here, we can now get out.
It is. Let's just put it this way: it is bad. It is bad. But we need your help. And
we're on the air.
I said to Joe, look, all I can say is, look, maybe it's meant to be that way because we don't have people who are really interested in supporting BAI.
I want to give you an example of what we're up about. What we're up against here. You've all read in the papers this morning and yesterday about the hacking attack on this country. It's virtually cyber warfare from China, not just against companies with commercial piracy and commercial stealing. That I don't really care about. That's up to the companies to be smart enough to hold it. But also against our power grid, which if they really successfully hack into it, any country, any people, if Al-Qaeda does, they can turn the country off. Not just turn BAI off, but they can turn the country off. This is very serious stuff, and we have on our staff, on our team, David Perry, who's one of America's leading anti-malware, whatever you call them, experts. He's working with the Department of Defense. He's working with Homeland Security. And he was going to fill us in on that which he could talk about. Obviously, some stuff is secret and he can't talk about it. But he was going to let us in on what he did know. And one of the things he did know is that this is not news. Among people in the business, this has been going on for years. And he was going to talk about that. But guess what?
We have no telephones.
We don't have telephones in this temporary studio.
By the way, we just have, that's another way of saying to people, we can't accept phone calls tonight.
No, with that. Now, I just finished hooking up my Verizon Wi-Fi to my netbook here, and I'm not really sure it's working. Hank is going to take over the microphone for a minute while I try it. If we can, I'm going to try and get David to... I don't know if I can get him to talk over it, but we'll see what happens. Hank?
Well, there are different services, and I know that Joe and myself, we use Verizon. And this is not a knock against Verizon because...
I have my cell phone working down here.
How many bars do you have?
Wait.
0 bars.
Wait a minute. I had my cell phone working also when I called you, Stevie, and you said, how come it cut out in 10 seconds?
Something like that.
Yeah. In
after
other words...
cut out, I couldn't say anything.
We have tried to use cell phones down here now. I know that the prior show, Off the Hook, was able to get their colleague in Philadelphia via Skype, and someone had to hold that microphone to the speaker. We may have to do that. You know what? I don't mind doing it if we can get a signal with David, okay? And we're going to try, but unfortunately, hey, you know what? It is what it is, and we're going to live with it. And instead of complaining about it, all I can say is, look, we got a show to do. We're going to talk about what is important. But the most important thing that we want to convey to everyone is we really need your help. Now, there are three premiums that we have, and there's one that I'm going to stress over and over again because it gives us some degree of maybe knowing what's going on. That's a BAI buddy. That's where for at least $10 or more a month for a year, you know, they would debit your credit card for $10 or more, whatever you want to say, to be able to say, here's my donation to WBAI. And that will at least, you know, even if it's $10, it will give us some perspective on what we can expect for a full year. So if you can, there is, I'll give you two website names, okay? Because some of you may be outside of the tri-state area, but first of all, the phone number is 516-620-3602. But I also know that we have a number of people, because we get it via the email, that are calling from, guess what, across the country, across the Atlantic Ocean, across the Pacific Ocean, from all over. And there you can go to give2bai.org. In other words, the number two, give2bai.org, or go to wbai.org and look for a heading that says donations. And you can make a BAI buddy donation, and we have two donations that they said be very specific with the name, because the calling center that we're using, that unless you are exact with the name, they don't know what you're talking about. So we have two premiums. One is called Basic Essentials CD. It's a $50 premium, and I'll talk about that later, what it is. And the other one is called DVD Toolkit and Basic Essentials CD. That's two discs. In other words, our DVD Toolkit along with a Basic Essentials CD. And we'll go into that a little later. And Joe, have you had any success?
No, I am not having any success because,
a strong enough signal here.
You've heard of Murphy's Law, haven't you?
Who's that?
Have you heard about Murphy's Corollary? Murphy's Corollary is that Murphy was an optimist. I'm sitting here with my Wi-Fi jetpack, which Verizon has never let me down with, and it decided to automatically download an update, and the update's not installed properly.
Oh, gee.
One of the things, Stevie, you might not be aware of, but you're hearing something in your cans, and Hank is not aware of. This table that we're